This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The results of Lakewood's recent special election drew criticism from Governor Jared Polis, who has been pushing for more housing density. Denverite's Kiara Damari reports voters there overwhelmingly chose to repeal the city's new zoning laws, and those included pro-density policies that are meant to comply with new state requirements.
A spokesperson for Polis said that this vote increases the need for the legislature to, quote, step up and take bold action to deliver lower housing costs, unquote. The governor's office has threatened to pull funding from other cities that were not complying with the state's new housing laws. It's unclear if they will do the same to Lakewood. A member of Lakewood City Council said they will go back to the drawing board to figure out zoning that residents like, but that also complies with state law. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
More than 400 people will soon lose their driving privileges because of a driving school in Colorado Springs that's accused of fraud to help drivers pass. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
The DMV claims the Academy School of Driving's fraudulent practices began in March 2025, though it's possible it was happening before then. The investigation found its staff marked answers for applicants and took shortcuts during the driving exam. The school also charged high fees in return for guaranteed results, the DMV says. The investigation into the driving school is ongoing, but the DMV is pulling licenses for public safety. Ava Keon, CPR News.
The Denver City Council votes tonight on a contract to take over operations of the Mount Blue Sky area from the Forest Service. The federal agency officially controls most of the land around the 14er west of Denver. The city is also preparing for a $7 million renovation of the Echo Lake Lodge. The city owns the century-old building near the base of the peak. It's been closed for the past few years. This is CPR News. Along the central Front Range, high temperatures will be mostly in the low 70s today.